Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Angie Martinez. Check out my podcast, Angie Martinez IRL, where I talk to Super Bowl halftime performer and the newly married Usher about relationships.
Trust is the main, you know, component to happiness and success in a relationship. Yeah. Being able to actually hear each other and speak up. I think most of the time we all just want to be heard.
Listen to Angie Martinez IRL on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
The Draymond Green Show is presented by FanDuel. It's NFL playoff time. No better place to get in on the action than FanDuel. FanDuel app is safe. You get paid fast. Lot of ways to play. The spread, the money line, team totals, players, props, a lot of stuff. Over unders. Jump into the action. Same game parlays are my favorite. Just use the promo code Colin and download the FanDuel app today. FanDuel now live in Ohio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Draymond Green Show. We have a great top of the show today. A few things going on around the NBA. Our win yesterday versus the Thunder was a good win for us. I think that's our first time winning back-to-back road games, they said, this year. Winning four out of the last six games. And the two we lost, we gift wrap to team. But we'll get into that first. Let's get some housekeeping things out the way. This is your reminder that the top of our shows will be live, as this one is live today on Amazon Amp. Before they go out on your regular podcast platforms, you'll be able to get a first listen at Amazon Amp if you want to check that out. And we may be doing some merch giveaways on Amp, so there's an incentive for you to possibly check it out on Amp. Merch giveaways, fun stuff. Also, Jackson will be saying what's up to y'all in the chat. But let's get straight into the business. If you love the Dubs, you know that January is a key month for us. Big matchups at home against Phoenix, Brooklyn, Memphis, and on the road against teams like Boston and Cleveland. Gonna be a lot of fun to watch on television, but what if you actually could be at those games? For last minute amazing deals on tickets, not just to the Dubs games, but your favorite NBA team, check out Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in the US. And it doesn't stop with the NBA. Game Time has tickets to the NFL playoffs, NHL, and college basketball games. Even concerts and comedy shows too. So if you're in New York and you wanna go see the Knicks take on Cleveland or the Lakers, Game Time has you covered. Or if you want to see Adam Sandler live tonight, this weekend, anytime soon, download the Game Time app, create an account, and redeem code GREEN in all caps for $20 off your first purchase. Terms may apply. Again, create an account, enter the code GREEN, that's G-R-E-E-N, for $20 off. No matter where you live, get out and have some fun this week. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Warriors road win over the Thunder. That moves, like I said, that's four out of six for the Dubs. That moves us into fifth. Wow. Fifth place in the West. After all of that. Let's not get our hopes up too high, as we all know. The difference between 5th and 11th is like one game. Maybe 11 is an exaggeration, but you get the point. So it's important that we continue to put these wins together. But I thought last night in OKC, we got off to a really great start. I saw something interesting on the box score yesterday. OKC won the second, third, and fourth quarter. Now, albeit one of them was like by a point and blah, blah, whatever. They won the first, second, and third quarter, but we got off to such a great start. I thought in that first quarter especially, like, we had the ball humming. Defensively, we were locked in. Offensively, the ball was just flowing. We were getting out in transition because we were getting stops. We weren't fouling. And they struggled to keep up with the speed a bit. I thought it was very interesting. Their coach didn't call many timeouts and tried to run with us. I knew that would change when at the end of the first quarter, I looked down at their bench. Now, shout out to young fella. He's having an incredible year. All-star, will be an all-star, as we all know. Shout out to young fella Shea. I looked down at their bench at the end of the first quarter, and Shea was down there like this. Now, he had both hands stretched back like this. And I said, whoa, they're going to keep trying to play at this pace. I also thought it was interesting because they had been starting, as you know, they have two Jalen Williams on their team. They had been starting both Jalen Williams, and they took the bigger Jalen Williams out, the big man, and they started small. Now, me and Loon always had this running joke about all these guards in the NBA and how there's no more big man. So Loon and I laughed about that. But I thought it was interesting because what they were pretty much saying was that they were going to match speed for speed. And they actually fare better when the bigger Jalen Williams is on the floor. He shot the ball really well last night, too. But it was just interesting to see the theory. Like, most teams usually go bigger. They tried to match small. And I felt like if they would have kept matching us up small, like trying to match small groups, I thought we were about to run them out the gym and beat them by 40. But they switched their game plan, and you know, Shea got going. I think we had him bottled up really well in the first quarter. He got a couple buckets there in the second quarter. They kind of got him going, and then he finished the game with 31, pretty much right around his average on the year. But man, I was really impressed with the development. You know, we've all been watching Shea develop at this rate since his rookie year. I remember playing him in the playoff series with the Clippers before he got traded for Paul George in the Paul George trade. And he's been improving. But I was really impressed with the improvement of Josh Giddey. Last year, when Josh Giddey first came into the league, he was really a pass-first guy. And still pass first, still looking to set other guys up. But it's like that he's gotten that floater down. Like, if I'm watching the game, mid-ranges and floaters, he's gotten that shot down. And at 6'6", or 6'7", for him to have, like, to be able to get into the lane and shoot that floater consistently like he's been doing, that's going to be dangerous, because what that'll mean is if he can continue to do that, you have a guy in Shea and him who can get to their spot and get to the shot they want to get to at will, which as you continue to build that team out, let's not forget they got Chet Holmgren on the bench. As Chet comes in and get his feet wet and, you know, obviously you still got to become the player that everyone think you are, which I don't doubt that he will. Just the raw skill that he has at that size, I think, is absolutely incredible. Josh can really get everyone else involved. So you still have a traditional point guard in a sense that will come down, not even think about his shot at all, get everyone else involved. But that ability to get to that shot when you can't get everyone else involved, that's going to be very critical. And as his career goes on, even if he just plays the traditional point guard and get others involved and never go shot first, with having that, he'll average somewhere between 14 and 18 points a game. That's without even having a score-first mindset, he can do that. Now, he continues to get better. That shot continues to get better. And it can be even more. So I think, you know, that OKC team and what they're doing, it can get interesting. It can get very interesting. And then, as you know, they have some young guys like Zhang, who we really can't even tell yet if they're going to pan out or not. So say they do. Can get interesting. So I that was, you know, I really enjoyed playing against those guys last night. You continue to see their growth. They're right in the thick of things. You know, I spoke about the game apart, or, you know, they're right in the thick of things in the playoff hunt, which I think is absolutely amazing. So very fun game to play in last night. Like I said, I thought our start was great. And the way we closed the game out was great. Obviously, they have made their run. They cut the lead to 2, possibly even tying the game up. And, you know, we made our run, pushed it back out to 8. And once we pushed it to 8, you know, that was kind of a wrap, and they couldn't get back in after that. But definitely fun game and a much-needed win for us. Put 2 in a row, you know, 2 in a row together on the road is big. Now, in saying that, to start this road trip 2-0 with a win tomorrow and here in Minnesota.
Tip off the NBA season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. New customers get $150 in free bets guaranteed. $150 when you place your first $5 bet. Plus, FanDuel's the only sportsbook gives all its customers 3 months of NBA League Pass. Cool. When they make a $5 bet, that's all in the NBA. That way you can watch all the action you bet on, everything from money line to point spreads to totals. Don't miss your chance. $150 in free bets plus 3 months of NBA League Pass. Gotta put in the promo code Colin. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season 1, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season 2 because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
If you are down to explore the magic of real life, join me on my podcast, Edge Martinez IRL, where I candidly speak to icons like Alicia Keys, Killer Mike, Janelle Monáe, Kelly Clarkson, and Kim Kardashian about the lessons in their real lives. Check out my interview with Super Bowl halftime show performer, songwriter, dancer, and the newly married Usher about relationships.
Having a partner who will be honest with you, brutally honest with you, and you can take that constructive criticism because you know it comes from a good place and you've spent enough time, you're friends enough, and you've established trust. Trust is the main component to happiness and success in a relationship. Yeah. Being able to actually hear each other and speak up. It's hard, right? To even know what you really want and what really matters. I think most of the time we all just want to be heard.
Listen to Angie Martinez IRL on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, and looking ahead to the Minnesota game, obviously they're still without Karl Anthony Towns. Anthony Edwards is having an incredible season. And since Karl Towns has been out, he's really picked up his scoring. He's picked up his aggressiveness. And, you know, it's very interesting because it's almost as if the paint was clogged when Cat was playing, and obviously they have Rudy. It's almost as if the paint was clogged. But as we all know, Carl shoot the lights out of the ball. But where it gets interesting is the spacing, because the four usually is in the trail spot, right? Like, the four isn't, especially not Carl Anthony Towns, most of his threes come from above the break. And so he's not really in the corner. He's always in the trail spot. And what that does for driving angles for Ant, like even if you have to honor Karl Towns, if you have to honor Karl Towns and maybe not help as much, it still clogs it up a little bit. It puts someone in gaps and takes away some of the driving angles. So to see that now there's only one traditional big out there with Rudy and flourishing. And I also think when Rudy missed some games, the Cat was playing and was flourishing. It's an interesting take, because my first take when the trade happened with Rudy was that you're going two traditional bigs and you have a very dominant guard, young, number one pick, kind of showing you he's ready to take the reign, and putting him out there with two traditional bigs, what's that going to do for his driving lane? And so it's been interesting just to see that dynamic on, like, whichever big it's been, he's been more aggressive and been able to get more into the paint. And so that's going to be something to reckon with. We have not played this group yet with only one big. So it will be interesting to see the difference in Anthony Edwards as opposed to the Anthony Edwards that we saw at the beginning of the year when we won here in Minnesota. Looking forward to that. But in saying that, as I always say, we come out, we take care of our business, we play Warriors basketball. I have no doubt in my mind that we'll be successful in that. Now, for a little bit of your NBA controversy this week. It came out the other day that Memphis bookkeeper, stat keeper, is under fire for padding Jaren Jackson Jr.'s stats. That's interesting. The reason that's interesting is because, number one, if you don't know, I mean, we live it every night. Apparently, I needed to get 7.5 points last night. I only got 7. How do I know that? Because people talk so crazy on your social media when they bet and they don't successfully, complete their bets. Like, oh, it's Draymond, you suck, you only had 7 points. But it's like, actually, you suck at betting, because just like I only had 7 points and it was 7.5, you could have very well chose under 7.5 and you chose 7.5 over. Does that make me dumb and sorry, or does that make you dumb and sorry at betting? Because you actually made that decision. So I think more so you should credit Vegas for putting the line right there, and like fought yourself because you chose the over. Like you can't, people are notorious at gambling, like pointing a finger to someone else. Like, hey, you had a choice. The choice was very simple. I think Draymond's going to score 8 points. I think he's going to score 7 points. Regardless of what I score, you made that decision. So you're actually bad at what you do. Like, just because I score 7 points doesn't actually make me bad at what I do. It makes you bad at what you do because you lost your money. You can't get mad at me. Anyway, back to what I was speaking about in the first place, which is the Jaren Jackson stats being padded. Number one, let's say this. Super happy for Jaren. That's my young fella. That's my young Spartan dog. I'm always rooting for him. So do I think his stats are padded? I don't watch all of their games. I can't say if they are or not. But what I do know is Jaren is a hell of a defender. The majority of his stats are blocks, and Jaren gets a lot of blocks. As I've said on this podcast before, one of my problems with Jaren is he goes for every block. And being as great a defender as he is, he doesn't have to go for every block. So if I see a game where I'm like, oh man, Jaren has a lot of blocks, that's very realistic because he goes after a lot of blocks and he's very, I mean, much more than capable of getting a ton of blocks. That's a skill that he has. So I can't sit here and say, oh man, his stats are padded. But the reason that's interesting is because, number one, you think when you're speaking of defensive player of the year votings and all of those things, quite frankly, blocks and stuff matters, which is crazy. And, you know, it's just like points. Like, you know, people will see, oh, man, this guy has 17 points. That guy may be playing awful and may not be helping that team at all and may be getting garbage points. But if they see they have 17 points, it's like, oh, man, that's great. People look at defense like, oh, look at that. He has such blocks and such steals. That doesn't necessarily mean this guy was good defensively. Not saying Jaren, just saying in general. Stats don't always tell the story. I've had games this year where I've completely locked down the defense side of the ball, anchored the defense very well, and had one steal and zero blocks. Now, what we're calling the question is if I really only had one steal and really had zero blocks. But in saying that, that is what's on the stat sheet, and I know what I did on this game defensively. But voters, they look at those things. Like, you look at Rudy Gobert, he won, like, what, 3 defensive player of the years because of blocks. And, you know, it matters to people. it really matters to people, the stats that someone has. And so it's interesting from there. Back to the betting, it's very interesting from a betting standpoint because one block or one steal or something like that can really change people, the outcomes of people's nights. In some cases, it can change the outcomes in people's lives. And, you know, when you think about the money that people are betting on these FanDuel sites and hot streaks and all of these other things, it's really, like, it really matters. Now, I personally, I've noticed all year that, like, I'll get a steal, I'll knock the ball away. And so, for instance, if somebody comes down the lane and I knock the ball away, right, and one of my teammates go pick it up, that's my steal. Or I've noticed it on rebounds. Like, I'll go up for a rebound and, like, I'll just tap the ball to one of my teammates. Instead of grabbing it, I'll just tap it to my teammate to start the break. And, like, I'll look up and I didn't get the rebound. And all year I hadn't really said anything. I'll just, like, kind of let it go or whatever. My mom has said something to me for a while about this. Like, they're not counting your stats. And also my guy Charlie, who watches defense like a hawk and always watches things, he always says it as well. And so when this came out, I was like, well, maybe I should acknowledge this, because the reality is, to say that I'm only averaging 0.8 blocks and 0.7 steals or something like that, like, I know that's not accurate. That's not accurate at all. And so, the NBA has to do something about this stat thing. I would like the credit for my rebounds and credit for my blocks. I'd be interested to know if somebody went back and counted up all the blocks that I have, all the steals that I've had that didn't get credit for, all the rebounds that I've had, what would that actually come out to? I'd be interested in seeing. Like, for instance, last night, I had 2 blocks. Somehow I finished the game with 0 blocks. And it's just like, yo, like, 2 steals and 2 blocks in the game? That's pretty impressive. Like, I would like my two blocks. So, like I said, and what you're starting to see is also is like, I remember our old bookkeeper, his name was Fred Katz. He retired. He was incredible. What you're also starting to see is like a new wave of stat keepers, bookkeepers coming into the game. And quite frankly, they're not as experienced as the Fred Katz of the world. And so, like, maybe they just got to get up to speed and realize that, hey, man, if this guy knocked the ball away, that's his. That's not someone else's. Or if he tapped that rebound and somebody control tip, that is his rebound. That's not someone else's. Because quite frankly, I really, like I said, I haven't really said anything about it all year because I just kind of go on about my day. But it does matter. It matters in a major way. So someone need to get that right. Not quite saying the Memphis bookkeeper was or was not padding stats. I can't just throw allegations on there out there like that on people. It's a stiff allegation, so I'm not going to throw it out there. But I do know I've been missing some stats. And I just kindly like to ask if someone can help me out here and just make sure I get my stats. I very much appreciate it because I'm missing some stats here. And like I said, they do matter. So if y'all can see to that, that'd be great. However, that's a wrap. This episode of the Draymond Green Show. We have an interview coming up later this week with Mr. President himself, CJ McCollum, leader of the New Orleans Pelicans. As we know, Zion Williamson is an all-star starter. Steph Curry is an all-star starter. Luka Doncic is an all-star starter. LeBron James is an all-star starter. And Big Yoke is an all-star starter coming out of the West. Out of the East, you got Donovan Mitchell. You have Kyrie Irving. You have Kevin Durant, Giannis, and JT. Shout out to the all-star starters. We actually have the all-star reserves coming up tonight, I think. If I'm not mistaken, it's tonight. I could be wrong, and it could be Thursday night. So don't quote me on that. It's possibly Thursday, Jackson. Okay. Well, that's on you to do your research on that. It's Tuesday or Thursday. Don't miss it. That's a wrap from this episode of the Draymond Green Show. Peace.
This is Angie Martinez. Check out my podcast, Angie Martinez IRL, where I talk to Super Bowl halftime performer and the newly married Usher about relationships.
Trust is the main, you know, component to happiness and success in a relationship. Yeah. Being able to actually hear each other and speak up. I think most of the time we all just want to be heard.
Listen to Angie Martinez IRL on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.